This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All can be emailed into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. The guy's mad, writes in, he's mad about Trump appointing Christopher Wray. That's a totally fair criticism. Trump does have to own that. Trump's hiring and firing was embarrassing. His appointments were embarrassing. However, let's talk about where we're going, not where we were. Let's talk about where we're going in a frank way here. Maybe you hate Donald Trump. Maybe you love him. I think when it comes to a primary, which I believe we're going to have, I've always believed we're going to have a hotly contested GOP primary. Trump's the odds-on favorite, of course, but I think we're going to have a contested primary. Every candidate has negatives, right? You're always weighing positives and negatives. Don't wear anybody's pajamas. Put down the freaking pom-poms. Your favorite candidate has negatives too, whoever it is. Trump, DeSantis, Cruz, all of them. They all do. They have positives and negatives. There's only been one perfect person ever to walk the earth, and Chris's people killed him, but we're not going into that right now. They all have negatives. So do you consider Trump being raided by the FBI a negative for you personally? I can't make that call for you, but I will tell you this. I view that as a huge positive for my considerations of voting for Donald Trump in the primary. Why? Do you think Donald Trump is still naive about the level of corruption in the administrative state? Do you think Donald Trump will be gentle when it comes to cleaning out the administrative state if he's elected president again? Once you're staring at 30 federal agents rifling through your underwear drawer, you become uniquely motivated to do something back. I view this whole thing as a huge positive in the Trump column. You want to gripe at Trump about appointing Christopher Wray? That's totally fair. That's a totally legitimate criticism. He did it. He turned to Chris Christie, who gave him the name of yet another swamp rat, and Donald Trump appointed his own nemesis to head the federal law enforcement arm. He's got to own that. That's a huge negative. His hiring and firing sucks. But the FBI just raided his home. You tell me another person in the United States of America who's more uniquely motivated to go after them to put a stop to this stuff. I say there is nobody. I mean, I'm sorry. I know it's off topic, but I have to play this again. It's too
funny. Manufacturing, the backbone of our economy, was hollowed out.
I'm sorry. He does it for like 42 seconds. All right, anyway, let's listen to Tom Cotton.
So why did no FBI agent in the National Capital Region, seeing a crime committed repeatedly on national television, not go enforce the law? I mean, don't you expect your agents to go enforce the law? I mean, if they're aware of a bank robbery or kidnapping, do they need direction from on high to make an arrest?
Well, our agents are, as we've discussed at some length in different ways throughout this hearing, are up to their necks enforcing all sorts of laws. And I wish we were in a situation where every federal violation that occurred in this country was something the FBI could have the resources to investigate. We have prioritized focusing on violence and threats of violence. And we are aggressively investigating in that space across the spectrum, including violence and threats of violence against members of the judicial branch.
Well, I mean, these protests wound up with a hitman traveling across the country trying to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
He's been arrested and charged federally.
Seriously, yeah. In addition to that actual hitman's crimes. I mean, again, it was happening on national television. Seems like a layup to show up and arrest them.
FBI was, man, they were too busy. They can't go protect Supreme Court justices just because some violent criminals are violating federal law. They're too busy, man. They're up to their necks. Boy, I've got a full schedule today, but man, do they have 30 spare agents to go for some documents in Donald Trump's home. It is time to stop whining about hypocrisy. It's time to stop pointing out the great men and women of the FBI, and it's time to start discussing a concrete plan to disband the organization. It cannot continue to exist in its current form at all. If I have to hear one more daggone Republican talk about, well, I mean, let's get all the facts come in. Here's Tim Scott, and I want to keep in mind, I want you to make sure you keep this in mind. After St. George Floyd, the patron Saint Floyd, after he was killed in Minneapolis, Tim Scott, man, I swear, he had to almost pull a hamstring. He ran to the microphone so fast to start pushing federal police reform. He couldn't get to the TV cameras fast enough to crap on all the local cops in the country. But now that the feds raid Donald Trump's home, well, I mean, hey, let's not jump to conclusions.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet. This
is probably doubts about the FBI.
This is going to raise more questions, in my opinion. We need to let this play out and see exactly what happens. But we should all have been stunned and surprised and shocked at what happened yesterday.
Man, I know the GOP has a logo, but this is a new day and age. It's the year 2022. Is there a way to make an audio clip a logo? Because if the GOP, if I could make an audio clip a logo for the GOP, I would just play this soundbite on repeat. Well, we have to let the facts come in. Let's play it out. I mean, I was shocked. We're shocked, guys. But Tim Scott, this is the new GOP logo, the low-T GOP. Here's your anthem.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet. This is going to raise more questions, in my opinion. We need to let this play out and see exactly what happens. But we should all have been stunned and surprised and shocked at what happened yesterday.
Yes, well, let's just let it play out. I mean, we're shocked. Hey, you see how just no concrete, couldn't even have a concrete opinion speaking out against it. The low-T GOP. Man, that is just the most perfect name for these group of daggone losers. And I still have people telling me that Tim Scott would be a great candidate for president. Oh, barf. I swear, I'll switch parties. I'll go become a communist. I cannot follow these spineless weenies anymore. The jellyfish on our side make me want to vomit. I cannot take it anymore. Gosh. Still not taking phone calls yet. You know why? I have this reputation of being rude, which is unfair, and hanging up on people. I've done that occasionally. right now my blood pressure is too high. I've got this vein popping out of my head because I'm so mad about losers like Tim Scott that if I take calls, I'll end up being mean to people. And I'm such a nice person, Chris. I am, Chris. Jesse, I'm already underground here in Massachusetts. I have to be or I will lose my job. But should I now be afraid of the content of texts and emails I send? My husband says, don't text anything political. I email Democrat politicians all the time with my opinion. Respectful, of course, but I'm getting very afraid. I love the show, and so do my underground friends here in Massachusetts. Says, don't say her name, and I'm not going to say her name, Sarah. No, I'm kidding. Her name's not Sarah. I would never do that. No, I'm not going to say her name. Look, this is a story that was in the news, and it was out of the news in about 15 seconds. We talk about it on this show a lot because of how frightening it is. Tucker Carlson had a whistleblower at the NSA reach out to him and inform him the NSA is collecting his private emails and text messages. And then after he went on the air and announced that he had a whistleblower tell him this, someone at the NSA took the contents of those emails and text messages and released them to the media, who went public with the story. Should you be careful about your texts and emails? You're daggone right you should, because they're reading every single one of them. They're not backing off. They're not slowing down. Now, all that said, there's a chance this is going to be my last show. There's a chance this is going to be my last show. I will explain why. I'll explain why in just a second. Before we sign off, and maybe before I sign off permanently, I do want to encourage you, go support Tunnel to Towers with $11 a month. They do take care of widows and orphans. They do. They pay off mortgages for Gold Star widows and first responder families. They build smart homes for these catastrophically injured veterans out there who went out and gave everything for this country. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. Imagine coming back from fighting for your country without legs. People are living that reality right now. Is it possible that we could do too much for that person? Surely we can get them a smart home, right? Surely we can say thank you and get them a shower that's accessible to them. Tunnel to Towers is out there making that happen. T2T.org. They ask you for $11 a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. No, I don't hate that song, Chris. I don't hate it. I don't mind some old school Metallica. I don't mind at all. It's just sometimes you pick crappy songs. Said I like Metallica. What, Michael? Michael just said, I notice how I never complain about his music selection. That's actually not true. You sat down there last night and played a terrible song. It was one of the older songs. It was awful. There's no excuse for that song. Yeah, you took it off, but let's not act like you're the musical genius. I'm the musical genius here with my air drums and air guitar. And remember, from now on, when you play that Guess Who song, I'm going to go, ugh, on air. And it's good. What? Yeah, I am, Chris. It's going to be awesome. What? What about the cover? What does that mean? Oh, the cover of it. Lenny Kravitz, when he did American Woman. Lenny Kravitz did it pretty well. He did it very, very well. He almost did as good as the original, I will say. All right. I warned you. I'm going to get to some emails, and we'll get to some phone calls. You know what? I'll get to some phone calls next. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not. 877-377-4373 is the number. I warned you going into the break that this tonight might actually be my last show, and I feel like I owe you an explanation. Don't shake your head, Chris. I feel like I might owe you an explanation for that. This is the headline. Casper is hiring professional nappers with exceptional sleeping ability. And I need to make sure I give a shout out to Grace. I don't want to use her last name, but she's the one who emailed this in. Says she's a Canadian dime, Chris. There's lots of them up there. Anyway, says she's a Canadian dime. She emailed us this story. They're hiring professional nappers. How many people on the planet have my napping skill set? Let's keep in mind, I have a couple things. No one else has. I'm easily a top five napper on the planet. I might be number one. I just don't want to brag. I don't know. I'm the best menu orderer on the planet. If we walk in a restaurant together, I will tell you, you'll think I'm just being cocky or rude. I will tell you, just order whatever I order. Just took my lawyer and his wife. The wife and I took my lawyer and his wife out to dinner last weekend. And we sat down at dinner and I had to let them both know. Oh, they were all doing we've never been here before thing. And I said, look, it's fine. Don't stress. Just get whatever I get. And just don't shake your head, Chris. I'm the best food orderer on the planet. But besides that, I'm easily a top five napper. Easily a top five napper. I lay down when I'm ready to nap. I'll take multiple naps a day. And that's after a full night's sleep. I'll go in and just boom, hour. Boom, 20 minutes. Boom, 30 minutes. Sometimes if I have the time on my hands, I'll go down for 2 or 3 hours. So you tell me, why would I continue to show up every single day and make fart jokes when I can go nap for a living? Casper's hiring. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Reach out to Casper. Let them know I'll be turning in my application. They should be on the lookout for that. If they say yes, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be here anymore. All right? Don't stress. It's all right. Don't stress. It is what it is. Nothing lasts forever, okay? Nothing lasts forever. By the way, did you hear? What's this guy's name? Sean Farish. He's a hilarious guy. I love Sean. He does Trump impressions. He got online and did a Trump impression of Trump reacting to being raided. It's hilarious.
Well, the FBI raided my beautiful house in Mar-a-Lago. You know about it. You heard about it. And it's a disgrace. And they even went inside my safe, and there was nothing in there. It was empty. It looked like a CAT scan of Sleepy Joe's brain. It was empty. Nothing there except a big, beautiful note.
Oh, that's so good. All right, 877-377-4373. I've fallen behind on the emails, and we have to have a hard talk about college. We're going to get off this FBI stuff. We're going to have a hard talk about you, your child, college, Christians being run out of sports, and the Navy can't seem to secure jets. But we're going to do some emails and calls too, and we're going to mix all that in. We're going to have a mixing night, Chris. I like what? You know, they call parties a mixer, Chris. I don't know if they do that anymore, but they used to. Anyway, I'm vibing with it. Does that work? Did I use that right? I kind of did, right? I don't know you people and your stupid words, vibing. It's so stupid. Jesse, I live in one of America's biggest cities. Believe it or not, as communist as the big cities are, there are millions of blood-red Republicans and all of them who live there for one reason or another. Talk to anyone in the big city and they will acknowledge that rent in real estate is skyrocketing and shows no signs of slowing down. Everyone on the left and center is worried about it, and while it's an issue that never gets discussed on the news, it's something nearly everyone agrees on. Jesse, why is housing skyrocketing everywhere, and how do regular people stop it? Says I can say his name. Well, big cities by their nature are expensive. They just are. They're all run by Democrats. Whenever you have a big city that's run by Democrats, you're going to have high taxes. There's going to be all kinds of absurd licensing and regulating things. And so because cities become so expensive, there's generally just two classes of people in big cities. Super rich and super poor. Either you're in the penthouse or you're in the ghetto. The poor side gets all this financial assistance, and they have these horrendous, you know, rent control apartments and things like that. Everything else that isn't controlled, you're sharing the burden of those costs. And keep in mind, doesn't matter what the crime level gets to, there is a gigantic appeal to living in a big city, especially if you don't have kids, or maybe you're an empty nester and you got rid of your kids. Look, I'll be honest. If it wasn't for crime and my kids, I would live in a big city. And I know you're going to find this shocking because of the food. I love eating out. It's my expensive vice that I have. You know, I don't have extra houses and boats and jet skis and things like that. I eat out a lot. We have pizza and garlic bread on the way to the studio as we speak right now. I eat out a lot. In a city, you can walk out of your apartment And you're a block away from food, all kinds of food everywhere, because cities are so appealing to live in. Rich people go in and snap them up, driving the costs up. What's insane isn't that there are $50 million penthouses in New York. What's insane is that people pay them. And when they go on the market, they don't last more than 30 seconds there. As long as people are paying those prices, costs are going up. Cities are expensive, man. Really, really expensive. All right. We've had these talks before. They're almost always uncomfortable, although you understand them. We're going to have a talk again right now about you got to go to college. Everyone needs to go to college. Oh, you go to college. Oh, Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, they're going off to college. There's a story out about one of America's elite universities. You won't find it surprising at all. I'm going to tell you the headline and you're going to go, yeah, I can see that. But let's have a hard talk about changing the culture and changing how we view things. We're going to do that, and then I will get to some calls mixed in. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That has to be on the top 10 list of road trip songs, right? You press the gas a little more. That's Golden Earring, if I remember right. It's Golden Earring. They have a couple of those. Those are road trip jams. Those are road trip jams. All right. I actually have more breaking news. No, it's not as big as last night, but were you under the impression they were going to back off?
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Scott Perry is a congressman. He's an ally of Donald Trump. He's part of the Freedom Caucus. I think he's the chair of the Freedom Caucus, if I remember right. FBI agents, three of them, walked up to him today, confiscated his phone. Didn't call his lawyer, nothing else. You don't think they're going to back off, do you? You're not under the impression they're going to back off. You mean Lindsey Graham going on Fox News talking about hypocrisy? That didn't make them back off? Man, I'm shocked. I thought that was going to have them quaking in their boots. Gosh. All right. 877-377-4373. Before we talk about college and why it sucks, let you yell for a minute. Michael, East Tennessee. Go, boss.
I think we're definitely looking at Mike Pompeo as vice president. We do not want Tim Scott. I mean, we got to clean this thing out. And,
You know who I want to be president? Because people always ask, who do you support? Do you support? Again, I've said a thousand times, this is not going to change. I want all of them to get in the race. All of them. Every single one. I want Trump in. I want DeSantis in. I want Cruz in. Nikki Haley. Pompeo. You name it. I want them all in. No coronations. You go earn my vote. 2022, well, it'll be 2024, is not 2016. We are dealing with a completely different America. We have something totally different we need now. You know who I'm going to support in the end? In the end, I'll pick one. I'll support it. I'm going to support the meanest person up there. I am not a single issue voter. You know I'm very passionate about many issues. I want to hear from you what you're going to do to hurt my enemies to protect me. If I get any of this, and I'm going to have a ton of it, well, let's not indict everybody, guys. Look, this is alarming. If I get a single person talking like this, he's automatically boop, disqualified in my mind.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical.
By the way, I'm going to explain something while he talks here. I'm going to explain what Tim Scott is doing. This is what Washington Republicans do all the time. He knows you are filled with rage today about what's happened to your country, about your DOJ, your FBI aiming their sights at you. He knows that. He understands that, right? He thinks you're really stupid. He thinks you're a stupid, ignorant hick rube. Now, he knows he can't say that. So what's he do? I'll start it over. So what's he do? He can't call you a stupid hick. He can laugh with his Democrat buddies. I guarantee, remember, he worked very closely with Cory Booker on federal police reform. I guarantee he and Cory probably went out for a private dinner last night and they joked about how stupid you are. Ha ha ha, these people in South Carolina who elected me, ha ha ha, they're so stupid. But he knows he can't go on TV and say that. So what's he do? He goes on TV and uses words like, well, we're very concerned and we're shocked. Very alarming. You'll never get anything concrete out of him because he has no intention of doing anything about it because he hates you a lot more than he hates the FBI. But that's why he talks like this.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet.
This is probably gonna, about the FBI.
This is going to raise more questions, in my opinion. We need to let this play out and see exactly what happens. But we should all have been stunned and surprised and shocked at what happened yesterday.
Tim Scott's watching the arson pour gasoline onto the fire he's currently lighting in his kitchen. And he's saying, hey, we don't know who started the fire. There are lots of questions. Let's not jump to conclusions, guys. Any Republican candidate talks like that in the presidential primary, disqualified. And I will talk about it. If Donald Trump talks like that in the primary, out, gone. If Ron DeSantis talks like that, out, gone. I don't care who it is. If I have to hear one more daggone word about the good men and women at the FBI, I'm going to throw myself off a bridge. I cannot take this kind of lameness anymore. We don't have time for it. All right, I'm calming down. Joe in Florida, go.
Hey, you talked about the Casper napping thing. I'm a homeless veteran in Pinellas County, Florida, and I live in a chair with my feet up on the bucket. And if you were to ask the Pinellas County Sheriff about me, they will tell you that they have caught me sleeping on the beach for years now. And
I love that guy. I love that guy. By the way, if you really are a homeless veteran, I have no idea if you were joking or not. If you are a homeless veteran and maybe need a hand, please do email us, Joe. We'll see if we can track you down something. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm assuming it sounds like that's kind of just what he wants to do. I've actually known people like that. That's just what they want to do. If it's not what you want to do and you're in a bad spot, please email us. No promises, but jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right? All right. I'm going to get back to these calls in a second. 87. You know what? I want to take this one real quick because it's right along the lines of where I'm going. Isaiah, Virginia, go.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. Given the nonsensical attack in Mar-a-Lago against the former president and soon-to-be president in 2024, I believe, do you think in your mind that at the end of this, it's going to have any type of legal basis at all? Because as you probably know, if the president's under any type of federal felony indictment, he can't even be nominated.
Yeah, that's why they're going after him, brother. Look, I don't want you to take my word on this. I had a theory on this, but Julie Kelly, I've had her on several times. I might have her on the show. You know, I might try to get Julie on tomorrow night to talk about this because I want to give her credit for it. My friend, author Julie Kelly, she's been covering the January 6th stuff. She has explained to me, in fact, I'm going to have her on TV tonight. I'll ask her about it. Remember, on the first TV at 9 p.m., she explained to me she's not assuming. She's about positive. The idea is to charge Trump. Because remember something. Remember, as mad as you are today, like you're an educated voter, so you're mad. You know what's going on. But even normal people, just regular normal people who don't get involved in politics, they're horrified today too. Why do you think Democrats from the White House on down are denying any knowledge of this?
The FBI has searched the home of the former president.
Yeah, well, I know nothing about it other than what I've read, like everybody else. So I think it's wise for me to withhold comment until we learn more.
Why would they deny it, though? Diversity hire denied it. Listen, this is from the White House on down.
On a different topic, the FBI is serving a search warrant on the former president's residence in Florida. Was the president or anyone at the White House aware of that search warrant? Or has anyone at the White House or the president been briefed in the aftermath of that search warrant being executed?
No.
They're denying it because they understand this is a drastic, unpopular step. They're pushing forward so they can arrest him. Either the feds will or New York will. That probably leads me perfectly into, I don't know where this is going. People keep asking me, especially today, the last 24 hours, I've fielded more questions from my friends, people in this business, than I can count. Where are we going? Jesse, where are we going? Where's this country going? Man, I don't know. I know this, just like I promised you I would. I woke up this morning and I worked out and I practiced with my weapon. Makes me feel better. Gives me more of a sense of calm and security. Did you? With a Mantis X system, you can practice while you're still in your jammies. Roll out of bed. Do 10 minutes with a Mantis X. Attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in your home. They give you feedback. They will put you through drills. You got to blow off some steam. Get your weapon. Unload it. Get a Mantis X and blow off some steam. Go to MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. It's what the Green Berets use for a reason. It's what the Marines use for a reason. MantisX.com, okay? We'll take some more calls when I get back. 877-377-4373.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and never forget, all this stuff has led me into this. Vote in your primary. Get involved in your primary and vote in your primary. If you want to change the low-T GOP, it happens in your primary. In your primary. By the time we get to a general, you have to pick your GOP loser or whatever communist is up there. We have to get brawlers now. Bring me the mean ones. Bring me the meanest ones you can find. That's who I support. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know how much it costs to go to Princeton? It's Princeton. Very fancy. Very fancy. For 4 years, it costs roughly $270,000 to send your child to Princeton. Well, I think We all know there are added costs with sending your child off to prison. So let's look. Hey, let's just make it an even 300. I'm sure it's more than that, but let's call it. Chris is about to have the big one in there. Let's call it an even $300,000 to send your child to Princeton. Okay. Well, that's just hold on to that for a minute. Princeton now has created a supplier diversity report. This is from Richard Hananiah. They've created a supplier diversity report where you can search for suppliers by ethnicity or sexual proclivity. So this is word for word what this guy Richard said. So if you're looking for a gay Asian Pacific American to cater to your campus event, you're in luck. Now, you can be mad about the cost, and you can be mad about Princeton going insane. You know what's really insane? As we speak, as you sit there listening to the sound of my voice, whatever you're doing, driving, cooking, working out, whatever you're doing, as you listen to the sound of my voice, there is a set of Republican parents out there who love their child and raised their child right and taught their son or daughter values and yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and right from wrong and hard work and all those other things. And that set of Republican parents is currently paying $300,000 to have their child educated by the people who hate them. Who's the fool? Is it Princeton? Or is it the parents? And you know why? This is the worst part about it. You know why? Because Republicans won't simply accept what time it is. They won't realize times have changed. And instead, they want to tell their neighbors, tell their mother, tell their cousins, Aiden got into Princeton. I'm so proud of my baby. Aiden's going to Princeton. Hopefully Jaden gets in too. Gotta go to college, son. You can't get a good job if you don't go to college. Here's $300,000. Go be educated by people who would spit on me if they could. That's smart. We have got to break this. You got to go to college stuff on the wheel. We do. I'm all fire and brimstone tonight, Chris. Breaking on the wheel, that's so intense. You know what we need? Before I get to the calls, we need some Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Chris brought up, asked if I'd ever talked about breaking on the wheel. I've never talked about it, although we've discussed all kinds of tortures and ways to die on the show. You should know, in case you're curious, why a wheel? Why'd they put them on a wheel? Well, understand breaking on the wheel involved breaking limbs. That's what they did, usually with a gigantic hammer or like a back of an axe or something like that. They put them on the wheel because if they just laid them solidly on the ground, there wouldn't be any air, any space behind the limbs, and the limbs wouldn't break as easily. Instead, they spread-eagled them out on the wheel, and they would, no, I know this is terrible, but it's true. They would then break, I mean, I don't know how you want me to put this. They would break your shins, possibly your feet. They'd work their way up, and they'd break your femur, your thighs. They break your arms too in at least two places. It was gruesome, man. I mean, it is gruesome. Gosh, history's gruesome. That's enough of that nonsense. Craig in Long Island, go.
Hey, Jesse. I can't help but feel that it had to be this way. Trump had to lose in order to expose how wretched the FBI had become. I mean, we all knew it was slanted for the Democratic Party, but we didn't know how deep it went, and this really just opened our eyes, and hopefully...
I totally agree, and I think Trump's presidency, for a lot of different reasons, was a gift from God. I mean, look, I don't take things that happen by accident, right? His presidency was a gift from God, not just for the good that he did the country, but for how much he exposed, at least to me personally, how much he exposed the depth of the rot and corruption. It was wild. I mean, wrap your mind around this. For 2 years, Donald Trump was president. We had the House and the Senate. And he got virtually nothing done. Well, I mean, he did some good things, but he was handicapped the entire way because the deep state was so against him. They just kept throwing roadblock after roadblock. I mean, that was a wake-up for me. Trump losing was a wake-up for me. What they're doing now that he's gone to keep him from coming back, it's a wake-up. And there is, look, obviously we'd rather him be there and we'd rather not have this corruption and we'd rather not to have these discussions. I mean, I understand that we're not celebrating this here. But there's value in knowledge, isn't there? If you had a termite infestation in your home, would you want to know? Or would you rather that just leave it? That's going on behind the walls. I'm not worried about it until it all comes crashing down on you. I want to know. I don't like what I see. I don't like that the federal government is as ugly as the cast of The View. But it's just, I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know how truly bad it is, how sick these people are. 877-377-4373. We have to talk about Christians getting run off the sports field. And the Navy having planes fall off the ship. That'll be fun. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.